Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that arrived safely today, and we pray, Lord, for those that, if there are any still on the way, Lord, that you would bring them safely here. Lord, we thank you for the women of our church and the ministry that they have. And Lord, we pray that you would bless them and their outreach and their families and all that they do. And Lord, we pray that you would be with them as they have a part in this service today, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Nora Mann is our Women's Ministries president, and she's coming at this time.
Our theme for Women's Ministries is a call to remembrance for this year, and we've chosen not to do the play because we really didn't think it fit our church. It was more for a bigger, like, inner city church. So instead, we've decided to do some specials, so you'll see them interspersed throughout the service. But let me talk to you a little bit about our theme. But before I do that, I want to plug our meeting on Tuesday night. And if you've never gone to a women's ministries meeting, this is the one to go to. In April 26th and 27th, we are having our third annual conference. And it's in Eau Claire, and it just keeps getting better and better, and we're hoping for the best year yet. But there are three rooms at this conference that are better than the rest of the rooms, and if you want one of them, you have to be at the meeting Tuesday night. So, and we have a great Bible study. We've started a new book. This is our third chapter, and it's on prayer. And the discussions we've had are just incredible. So if you've never gone, I urge you to come Tuesday night to Baldwin, to Christy's house. And if you need directions, talk to Christy. But our theme on A Call to Remembrance has a couple different parts. And let me read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 and 14 and 15. I thank God, whom I've served from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 14, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us, that thou knowest that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are... Sorry, don't do names. You'll forgive me. But basically what Paul is saying to Timothy is, don't forget how much I love you. Remember, you're constantly in my prayers. And then he reminds Timothy of the heritage of faith that he had from his mother and his grandmother. And I know many of you out there are second generation, third generation, fourth generation. Maybe some of you don't even know how far back that Christianity goes in your family. But some of you are first-generation Christians. So some of you have a heritage of faith already built up, and some of you are already starting that heritage of faith for your children. But maybe not just for your children. We have a gift that God has given us. And the first gift is salvation. But we also have other gifts. Barb leads our Bible study, and she was, I can't remember who it was you were quoting, but be careful if you're sitting next to someone who says they have no gifts. Watch for that lightning bolt, because that really frustrates God. He's giving you gifts, and your gifts are to share. Number one, the first gift of salvation, you're to share with everybody. And then whatever other gift God has given you, don't hold it in and share it. Whether we're in our home, at work, in the church, the way we live, the way we share our faith is the most powerful influence that exists today. And by the way, since it's Women's Ministries Day, a little quote from Abraham Lincoln: "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my mother." I had to throw that in there. So, and then when Jesus did miracles in the New Testament, when he healed the, delivered the man from the legion of demons, when he saved the adulterer, different miracles, he didn't say, "Okay, go on your way." What he said was, "Go back to the people around them and demonstrate the power and the love of God by the way they lived." They were changed. So what I'm saying to you, even though in the Bible we never read of Lois or Eunice again, what an influence they were on Timothy. And Paul could see that in Timothy. It wasn't just, you know, you have a mother and a grandmother of faith. I see it in you also, Timothy. And so today, as you bring remembrance to what the Lord has done in your life and the gifts he has so graciously given to you, we also pray that he will help you share your faith with someone who needs it. Look around you. Is there a young person, a lonely or discouraged person, a new Christian, or someone who has yet to accept Jesus with whom you can share your gift? I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you.
I came to Jesus weary, worn, and sad. He took my sins away. He took my sins away. And now his love has made my heart so glad. He took my sins away. He took my sins away. Stand with me, will you? The load of sin was more than I could bear.
He took my sin away, and he took them all away.
And now on him I roll my every care. He took my sins away.
He took my sins away. He took my sins away. And it keeps me singing every day.
That's really your experience, just the way you sang that.
Oh, dear. Thank you. blessed time that's coming, coming soon.
We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King, oh glory, let us celebrate the glory. We shall see the King when he comes, hallelujah. He's coming in power, we'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes.
Are you ready?
Should the Savior call today? We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King of glory. Let us celebrate the story. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes.
My brother,
are you ready for the call? You crown your Savior, King and Lord of all.
Scripture.
Children.